"So, does your dad know you've got the car?" said Harry, guessing the answer. No, said Ron. "He had to work tonight. Hopefully we'll be able to get it back to the garage without Mum noticing we flew it." "What did your dad do at the Ministry of Magic anyway?"
"He works in the most boring department," said Ron. "The Misuse of Muggle Artifacts Office."
"The what?"
"It's all to do with bewitching things that are Muggle-made. You know, in case they end up back in a Muggle shop or house. Like last year, some old witch died and her tea set was sold to an antique shop. This Muggle woman bought it, took it home and tried to serve her friends tea in it. It was a nightmare. Dad was working overtime for weeks."
"What happened?"
"The teapot went berserk and squirted boiling tea all over the place, and one man ended up in the hospital with the sugar tongs clamped to his nose. Dad was going frantic. It's only him and an old warlock called Perkins in the office, and they had to do memory charms and all sorts of stuff to cover it up."
"But your dad, this car..."
Fred laughed. "Yeah, Dad's crazy about everything to do with Muggles. Our shed's full of Muggle stuff. He takes it apart, puts spells on it, and puts it back together again. If he raided our house, he'd have to put himself under arrest. It drives Mum mad." "That's the main road," said George, peering down through the windshield. "We'll be there in 10 minutes. Just as well, it's getting light."